All right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. Perry White, Brandy B.
Good morning. Big Memorial Day weekend. Barbecues start now.
I didn't suspect you. I thought you was going to say the boiling starts now.
The boiling season has already been started since the crawfish season started.
Yeah, I didn't, you know.
Crawfish season about to wrap.
You still dusting your crawfish?
Yeah, well, if I go somewhere where they dusting crawfish, man, I'm not arguing with people. If you know, you know. I'm not arguing with people. If you know, you know.
I'm curious about that because I remember the conversation, but...
Everybody has this idea that the crawfish are not seasoned.
And so you tell me, I still don't even know what dusting means.
And season is just the dusting at the end, and it's not.
So tell me what dusting is one more time.
So basically, I've had it out there in the Acadiana area. You know, my husband from Opelousas, but... You boil your crawfish the same way you normally would with all of your seasonings, all of the fixings. And then when they steam, when you put them in that cooler or whatever contraption you have where they're going to, you know, steam after they're done, that's when you just dust them. And the dust is not like grainy, like salt and sand. Like the same seasoning you put in the boil is not the same as the dust. You get what I'm saying? Because the salt, that disintegrates, right? That breaks down in the water. You don't cook?
I don't boil.
Do you cook?
Yeah.
Have you ever put salt? You ever touched salt? You know what it feels like? It feels like sand, right? But you put it in your beans, whatever you're cooking. Do you have sand in your food? No, it dissolves, correct? You get what I'm saying?
Just keep going.
So that is what happens when you're boiling. I'm saying, you don't cook? Do you not cook? Do you not know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So do I cook? Yes.
Yeah. The dusting at the end is like dust. It's like pixie dust.
Okay.
It's fine. It's not like crunchy, and you're not the crawfish already seasoned. But imagine now, once you peeling and picking, you got this extra stuff on your fingers, so it's getting on the meat. It's good. If you know, I'm not arguing.
That's what I'm saying. You're not even arguing with me.
I'm not litigating with people out there who don't know.
Yeah, I just can't let that go in my head. When Senator Fields was like, yeah.
No dusting. Never had it. But I've heard people say, oh, I don't like spicy crawfish. Okay, well, then we can't even have a conversation, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't get all touchy on me with the crawfish.
I'm saying people down here take crawfish, like the way they cook.
You take it serious.
No, I'm born and raised in South Louisiana. Am I lying? I am born and raised in South Louisiana. People take the way they cook very seriously. Exactly. Anything south of I-10, I'm from South Louisiana. I'm not from some city. We were just having this conversation off air.
Don't bring that big crawfish energy over here.
But what I'm saying is people take their cooking very seriously. So I understand why Senator Fields was like, no dusting. Because people down here, it is a great divide. To dust or not to dust, that is the question.
That is the question that I don't have an answer to because I never even had it that way. So I'd be curious. I just wanted to say, because when you said Memorial Day,
Boiling season is all pretty much like we wrapping crawfish season.
And that's what I'm saying.
You know, it's grill season now.
Because I'm going to tell you, I'm not the biggest fan of people who grill in Louisiana.
For real?
Yeah, not at all.
I'm not a big barbecue sauce girly.
Yeah.
I like grilled food. I don't necessarily need barbecue sauce, though. Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I don't.
Like, put steaks on the grill, that kind of stuff, but I don't need barbecue sauce.
Oh.
I'm not a barbecue sauce girly.
Oh.
I'm
really not. Okay. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't even suspect you to even mention barbecue and grilling. And I just expect anytime somebody says something about South Louisiana and the holidays, the pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we do all of that. We have at our family functions, we have a grill going outside. There's also some boiled stuff going on.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to I guess I don't get full on crawfish, and maybe that's just not how we ever
you
had
don't
it.
Do
we
what
always
now?
Had. We always had, let me finish, we've always had crawfish, and then there was also a whole bunch of food to actually eat while you're waiting on crawfish, whether that's etouffee, a big, huge pot of etouffee, stuff on the grill, a whole big pans of grilled meats and potato salad and baked beans, and that's inside. So you fix your plate, you sit and you chill, and now we sitting outside, we waiting on the crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's grill season, though. It's definitely, that's all over our Mississippi. This is America.
The funniest thing is you keep asking me, do I know what you're saying? And I don't.
Go to the store. There's grills outside. Like, this is all across America. This ain't even a Louisiana thing. Memorial Day is a grilling thing.
That's what I'm telling you.
Memorial Day weekend is a grilling weekend.
Etouffee is not at no barbecue.
I also said, But we, at sometimes when it's this time of the year, while there may be crawfish outside, there's pans of grilled meat and baked potato salad. I mean, potato salad and baked beans. I just said that.
Yeah.
Go to the store. They are pushing grilling right now. It is Memorial Day weekend. This is when the grilling really kicks off.
I am the grilling man. So, really? You know,
what kind of grill you got?
I have just a regular grill. I ain't got no smoker. I don't have a pit. But
you don't have an egg?
Huh?
The green egg? Smoker? The big? Okay, never mind. If you know, you know.
Well, yeah, because you got a nickname for it. I don't know your
nickname. No, it's not a nickname. That's what it's called.
The green egg?
Yeah, there's a big egg that is fantastic for grilling.
Well, yeah. So,
and
but
smoking.
Growing up, we grilled. We did. You smoked the whole hog. You know, you cured the meat. You did all of these things. So when I grill, it doesn't matter. Look, I can make something out of nothing. You can just give me a little fire and a rack on it. I'll show you what to do with some ribs, some brisket, some chicken, whatever. Yeah. So I feel like you're trying to come at my top when it comes to grilling. I feel like you're trying to say, because I'm not from South Louisiana. I don't know.
I didn't say that. I said Memorial Day weekend.
I feel like you're trying to say, you don't know what the egg is.
Memorial Day weekend is grilling all across America. Every store you go in, go walk into Walmart right now. The front of the store is red, white, and blue grills, shish kebabs, all of that kind of stuff. Everything you need for your outside, the grill kits. They pushing it hard because this is that time.
It is that time of the year, and I definitely enjoy grilling. Look, I find any reason to grill, especially my son to tell you about anything. I love
a grilled pork steak.
Oh, you like pork steaks?
At a barbecue because, like I said, I'm not really the sauce girl, but I will take that, put it on a piece of bread, make a sandwich.
You make a pork steak sandwich out of it.
Heck yeah.
That's all
right. Heck yeah. Our pork chops.
With no sauce. You don't want no sweet baby Ray's and nothing?
I mean, if there's on it, I'm not. Yeah. I've grown up. I'm not that picky where, like, I'm not going to eat the sauce, but I don't need barbecue sauce.
And I'm picky about potato salad. Look, I will judge a whole family.
How do you like your potato salad?
Good. I don't even know what's supposed to go in it. I just know if it don't, it's certain taste of a potato salad that it has to have. And look, I'm the typical man. When I grill, I will make sides, but I'm the one when, you know, they always like, you just got all the meat, you ain't got no sides, but I do like macaroni. I make a really good macaroni, and I make really good baked beans. That's about as far, but when it comes to potato salad, I have my family members doing it, and my mom is really a grill master. She can do whatever. That's how, growing up, we would have these huge parties, and she would smoke. We would go find the hog, she'll pick out the one she want, they'll kill it, they bring it up, we'll smoke it. All night on the pit.
Fantastic.
That the same way with like frying fish. I love to fry fish. You know, I love buffalo, catfish, bream, crappie.
Yeah.
They call it saccolade in Louisiana, but crappie, you know.
Yeah. My husband's family, heck, just last weekend, they have a function because they are that same way, right? Like they'll have the men will be out there smoking or grilling something overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time we get there, it's almost ready, or you know what I'm saying? And it'll just be super tender, and they'll just have they out there cooking all kinds of stuff.
Like, let me ask
last
you this.
Week they were making cracklings, fried fish, we had fried chicken, and then there was a whole bunch of other grilled stuff, like I said, like burgers, all that kind of stuff, you know.
Do you know how to cook?
Yeah.
You can cook well?
But my husband is, I cannot compare to what.
I'm not comparing you to nobody, I just asked can
no,
you
No, I'm saying my husband is passionate about this, for real.
I'm asking you.
Yes.
You can cook.
I'm a down to buy you girl, yes.
Okay. I got to ask a question now because you asked me a question. I was like, I know. She because she asked me about salt grain.
No, I can
grain.
Cook many, 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 many things. Yeah, no, many, 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 many things. But now I've definitely have
When you
have
make
a
your spaghetti,
taste.
Do you make spaghetti separate pasta over here with your meat and your sauce over here? Or do you put it together? I'm curious.
All three together?
Yeah.
I don't like all three together.
Okay.
Because when it's time to store that, I don't want that way the next day. So I will toss my stuff in a pan. Like,
separate.
Yeah, like you want me to toss yours? You know what I'm saying? And I'll toss it all together. But I'm going to keep the noodles and the meat and sauce separate.
Mine all together. I cook the meat and the sauce over here.
I get more use out of it
that
way.
And then I put it together. Because
then
the
I can take that sauce mix and make a sandwich with it later. Like a sloppy joe. You know what I'm saying?
I get it. Or you can just make a spaghetti sandwich.
If it's all just spaghetti, yeah, but see, that's too much starch. That's too much starch.
It could be. Let's take a break. You know, we're talking cooking. It's that weekend. It's that time of the year. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of that going on this weekend.
No spaghetti this weekend, for sure.
Hell, I don't know. I may fix some spaghetti because we having this conversation.
Really?
Yep. Listen, I'm loving this conversation because if y'all only heard Brandy and I off the camera talking about this food and having an understanding that, I guess, different strokes for different folks could depend on where you are, because I asked the question about rice. Why did I ask her, did she know how to boil rice? Rice is in everything.
Well, one, I feel like you were asking it to prove that I can't cook. Or to ask if I can't. Like, one, that's such a basic.
Did you just say about being insulting? I'm not insulting.
Asking someone if they can cook rice or eggs.
You know, a lot of people don't know how to boil no rice.
I know, but but if I told you already in many previous conversations that, yes, I can cook, ask it if I can boil rice.
Yeah!
Of course. If I told you I can cook, of course I can boil rice. Of course I can boil rice.
Cooking comes in many different ways, and it looks different so many different types of ways.
Well, then let's already establish this.
Okay.
Born and raised in South Louisiana. South Louisiana people, everything we cook involves rice.
Okay.
90%.
So if don't ask dishes, you, if you don't ask nothing else, do not
we
ask
eat
about
rice.
Do I know how to do some rice?
Right. I mean, it's a part of the culture. Okay. Like that should be a step. If someone tells you from Louisiana that they can cook, they already assume that they can cook rice.
You like rice with your breakfast?
No.
You don't like rice and eggs?
No.
See? Okay, there's a difference. That's,
I know. No.
I had it.
Sure.
I've had rice in there.
Sure. Okay. Is that something that I'm about to be cooking regularly? Yeah. Not absolutely. We got to be super craving. You know what I could go for? Some rice and eggs.
Oh, man,
some
I grew
sausage.
Up rice and eggs. You know, yeah. Rice, eggs, some biscuit or a sausage or something. Like, hey,
we had grits. We mostly ate grits.
I eat grits.
Every morning.
You don't put sugar in your grits, do
absolutely
you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I put sugar and butter in my grits.
That's another one of those great divides out here in the community.
Don't give me no
salt
grit without no
salt
sugar
butter,
in it. I'm just
yeah.
telling you. I don't want no grits without no sugar in it.
Right.
I put some sugar in my rice sometime.
Really?
Yeah. Even in my pasta sauce for my spaghetti. Sugar
goes
in it.
But that's because it needs to balance with
the
tartness.
Yeah, knock that tart up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I put sugar in it. I like sugar in my grits and in my rice from time to time.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Some butter, yeah. Different things, you know.
Yeah.
This weekend, Memorial Day weekend for you, you and the fam, you guys about to go have a good time?
About to take some much-needed time off from work.
Uh-huh.
Much-needed.
Some woosah?
Yes. I work my life around the next break, the mm-hmm. next time that I can push. So that, but as long as I have something to look forward to, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, some time off, extended time off.
What's the next break after this for you? 4th of July?
No, sometime in July before school starts, I'll make sure we get another little time to just relax and, you know.
All I need is one palm tree and a pool.
The pool don't always do it for me. I got to hear them waves, man. I got to hear the sound of them waves. That is what it just changes me. I need it. And not even just that, just like running water. Like even if we go camp or something and there's like a stream, river, that kind of thing.
And see, for me, I vacation a lot in Florida, Clearwater Beach, right on the other side of the bay from Tampa. So I'll go there 2-3 times a year. That's one of my favorite spots. It is what it is. The mm-hmm. the name of the Clearwater. As far as you can go out, I do parasailing, jet ski. If I don't do nothing, just sit on the beach with a little libation for
that's
about 5 hours.
That's all I need.
Hours.
I don't need. I get mad with my siblings because they want an itinerary filled vacation.
So you all doing
like
something as a whole family?
No. I'm saying whenever we do, they like itinerary filled. We're going on all these excursions. I don't want all that.
Which
I
one?
Just
where
want to
are
relax.
You at in the lineup?
I'm the oldest.
Oh. Okay.
I just like to relax.
Yeah.
Y'all go have fun with it. I just want to chill.
I'm
I just
want to
chill. If something pops up and we like, hey, like that's the vibe, then let's do that. But if I took a vacation from work, I'm not getting back on no schedule.
I'm with you because I'm like that. I'm kind of like loud. I don't like to feel rushed on the schedule. Like,
right.
Yeah, you know, 1
like
o'clock, everybody,
like
we got to be.
We got to be. Oh, no.
No, you're throwing me off.
That stresses me out. Like, we're on vacation.
Yeah.
I clocked out. I did not clock out. To clock in on vacation.
I want to chill on the beach and somebody won't. I might get into something right quick.
Right.
Like, you know what? Hey.
Now, one thing for me about a trip, gotta have wherever we're going, has to have good music. I went to Vegas back for my birthday in October. I did not enjoy it. Because, one, I'm not a gambler.
I was.
Which I can go have a good time at the casinos or whatever.
Do you like buffets?
I'm not going to no. What?
Well, you shouldn't have went to Vegas.
I don't be going nowhere to eat like that. I'm going to enjoy myself. Let me finish. What I'm saying is there's no music playing in Vegas. Aside from going to the show that we went to, there's not like in New Orleans, I will end up gambling because I'm having a good time.
It's a musical
there's a vibe.
City.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? I was very disappointed to realize that aside from the fantastic Usher show that I got to see.
Okay.
There was not a musical vibe out there.
No.
And then people had the nerve to tell me, what's the street? It's not...
It's Strip?
No, Fremont. I think it's Fremont Street. They were like, oh, that's like Bourbon Street in Vegas.
Just
baby.
Don't listen to people.
Laugh. Laugh. It's absolutely not.
Let me ask
it's
you this.
It's absolutely not.
Because when you go on trips, me, I look for the food places. So you say you don't go on the trips for the food? You don't
oh,
look
no,
for
no,
food.
No. I do, but not buffets.
Oh, that's Vegas. I mean, without
No.
You
there's
go
plenty,
for
there's plenty.
Nice, beautiful buffets.
There's plenty of wonderful restaurants in and around Vegas that are delicious and you absolutely shouldn't miss. I'm not a go-to-the-buffet kind of girl.
I'm not saying
we need fancy food. We are foodies. We will go to the hole in the wall, to the recommended spot. You know what I'm saying? That all the locals say, this is the spot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I have no problem with that. Buffets and casinos ain't never been good. And none of those.
Hey,
like
never been. Come on.
Yeah,
now.
None of them for real. It's not right my now. Thing. That's not my thing. If we go to the casino, I'm going to get drinks.
And I grew up, I got family in Vegas. I got cousins and
I'm not saying Vegas ain't nice. It is nice. You
I
just have
say
to go
that.
In with a different expectation. I have to go in with a different expectation of the kind of fun that we're going
to
have.
Yeah, you kind of got to let it come to you. And if the casino floor is not where you really want to be or doing that type of thing or the
shows are
things.
Good. You just got to go to the shows. Yeah. I just wish I'm used to the show all out here.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend. I hope you guys are having a great weekend as you get it started today. Brandy and I are about to get ready to get up out of here. We thank you guys for coming on with us this morning. We'll be back next week. Brandy, got anything for the people before we go?
No, everybody enjoy your extra time off if you're getting it. You know, and even if you're not getting it, you know, summer break starts now.
Summer break starts now, and we're about to get ready to start taking this break now. So thank you, guys. We'll be back next week at the same time, the same place. Always, it's the Jaguar Journal. Be safe.